morning. My guest this morning is Diane Evans, the Executive Director of the Sonoma County Museum. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Well, today we'll be talking about a program called Margins to Mainstream, Contemporary Artists with Disabilities. Talk a little bit about this program and some of the highlights of it. The program goes on for several pages. It's really amazing.
Sure. Margins to Mainstream is a series of exhibitions we have throughout the museum right now. In our main gallery, we have an exhibition of work from artists who work with Creative Growth Art Center in Oakland, and also two Korean artists, South Korean artists from different organizations in South Korea called Able Art and Raw Side. And then we have another gallery exhibition of work by Roger Warnicki in a small gallery in the downstairs. We have an exhibition of work from NAMI, the National Association of Mental Illness, artists who are associated with that group. And then upstairs, we have work from Becoming Independent Artists, their art program there, and from the Wellness and Advocacy Center. We have artists who are associated with that group as well.
I take it this is mostly the plastic arts as opposed to things like performing art and so on?
Yes, this is visual art, but we have everything from drawings and collages to paintings and three-dimensional sculpture. We have videos, and we also have animations.
Great. There have been several artists in my lifetime who have gone beyond being simply artists with disabilities to being recognized artists. Henry Darger or Darger is someone that I think of. Are there people working with you in this project who you feel will be going on to being professionals, as it were?
Well, I think that's what our focus is on with this exhibition series, is that we wanted to look at the artists as artists, not simply people with disabilities who make art. And I think that's a very significant distinction with some of the programs that we see that we're representing. Creative Growth, for example, has artists such as Dan Miller and Donald Mitchell, who are both represented in the Museum of Modern Art collection in New York. They make it a point to show the artist's work internationally. So, you know, their artists get taken to art festivals, Art Miami Basel, to New York and galleries there, to London and to Paris. So it's really an effort to get the work out there, to treat it as every other contemporary artist's work, not somebody with disabilities necessarily. And if you look at their website, they actually don't give biographical information that tells you about their disability.
Excellent.
And I think it's very important to look at them as artists.
Right. Rather than being defined by...
Correct.
It's like introducing somebody but making sure to say that that person has a cold.
Right. And I think so. And I think that we really wanted to emphasize that in our exhibition throughout the gallery, that these are phenomenal artists with vast range of skills, some, you know, very professional and some who are less professional, but all tremendous in their own ways.
Do you see the museum as doing more in this line?
I think so. I see these artists as, you know, many of them would be certainly people that we would want to have in future exhibitions, no question about it. And I think focusing on artists with disabilities gave us an opportunity to work with a variety of organizations throughout this community, and that is something that the museum continues to try to do.
Excellent. Diane, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this incredible ongoing program at the Sonoma County Museum. Let's tell people once again that its title is Margins to Mainstream, Contemporary Artists with Disabilities, and it will be at the Sonoma County Museum in various functions through September 15th. For information, the telephone number is 579-1500, online, sonomacountymuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.